This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can join us by dialing toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Were you singing a song?
No, I was like,
I thought you just started humming some kind of tune, and I was curious why you were singing.
I can name that tune in
show tunes.
Four notes.
Yeah, I already sang a little bit of Ozzy today. So.
I joined you with
that. Yeah, we did. We had a duet.
Yeah, Daryl, when are we going to start doing karaoke on the show?
Yeah.
Can you play some audio? We'll just sing along. That would be really entertaining for us, not for anyone listening.
No, we are not going to do that. Although, you know, mentioning karaoke, and we'll get into,
we'll get into this story.
Don't make me mute you again. We'll get into the story from Fortune in just a second. But I was in Omaha last weekend, and Vermin Supreme, Star Child, and several other libertarians. I was not
never heard of them.
You've never heard of Star Child?
Never heard of them.
Starchild's a member of the Libertarian National Committee. He is political activist from San Francisco, all-around amazing human being. Vermin Supreme, the free pony guy, ran for president.
No, I was joking. I was being sarcastic, Daryl.
Okay.
Okay. Well, they're some characters.
Vermin keeps most of his clothes on.
They went to a bar and did some karaoke, and apparently Vermin Supreme had the idea for a libertarian karaoke army of some sort, to where you start singing a song and then you just stop singing the song and speechify about, like, end the drug war.
Ah, clever.
Yeah. So let's get into this article from Fortune about Donald Trump wanting to ban German luxury cars from the United States of America.
Oh, no. Wait, but isn't Trump supposedly some Nazi supporter, like according to the liberal leftists and
according
stuff?
To some. Well, they don't really.
Why would he ban German cars, though? It doesn't make any sense, Chris.
Because he's a nationalist.
Well, only luxury cars, that doesn't. The Volkswagen, I guess, is okay.
The people's car.
The people's car.
But the German.
The Germans.
President Donald Trump, this from Fortune, President Donald Trump is hoping to effectively ban sales of Mercedes-Benz, Audi, and other German cars, according to a report from a German magazine. A report in Wirtschaftswoch.
Oh, I read that.
That was good, Daryl.
I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I don't think you like.
If you just do a lot of yeah, if you make sounds
you
like that.
Spit in the back
more
of your
phlegm.
You get it.
And I know that W's in Germany are pronounced like the letter V. That's why Kaiser Wilhelm.
Wilhelm.
Even though it's spelled almost like a weird bastardized version of William, it was Wilhelm. So this German magazine, and I did try pulling up the article, which is written in German, so I used Google Translate, and it translated the words into English, but the sentence structure was not necessarily a readable sentence structure. So we'll go with the Fortune article telling us what this other thing says. They cited an unnamed diplomatic source who says that Trump told French President Emmanuel Macron he would maintain his trade policy, quote, until no Mercedes models rolled on Fifth Avenue in New York.
Ah, so he's banning them in New York on Fifth Avenue.
The trade policy would seemingly affect any German automaker, though putting sales of Porsche and Volkswagen and its Audi luxury division at risk, as well as Daimler. Daimler! Aren't they involved with Chrysler?
Daimler Chrysler, yes.
So this means anybody with a Mercedes isn't going to be able to get parts? Like, does this include, like, bans on imports and stuff for car parts? Like, what if you already have one?
So if you already have one, if you like your Audi, you can keep it. but, yeah, they're you might be able to get parts, but they won't necessarily be able to be quality GM parts made in Yugoslavia because Trump is wanting to push all of these heavy tariffs. Article here continues talking about the tariffs. Trump began pushing these tariffs as much as 25% on car imports about a week ago. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said at the time, quote, there is evidence suggesting that for decades, imports from abroad have eroded our domestic auto industry. Trump himself hinted at the news before the announcement, implying the tariffs would result in more domestic jobs for automakers. Wow. He posted a tweet last week. There will be big news coming soon for our great American auto workers. After many decades of losing your jobs to other countries, you have waited long enough.
Oh, jeez. This is just insane. Okay, so there is no U.S. manufacturer that makes something that is exactly like a Mercedes-Benz. People buy a Mercedes-Benz because they value Mercedes-Benz. So just because you're restricting it here doesn't mean they're going to buy it there. They're probably going to be a huge market in used Mercedes-Benz, or some people, the people that can afford a $150,000, $200,000 Benz are going to buy it with the tariff anyway.
Right.
It's insane. And this is just one more illustration of how insane Trump is when it comes to the idea of free markets and trade. I didn't bring the story in tonight for show prep, but I was reading another Reason.com story about the last American keg manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's one company left in America, it's close to Philadelphia, that makes beer kegs. And because of the tariffs that are going to go on for steel and aluminum, they have already had to reduce their workforce by a third. They've already had to increase their prices on kegs, and they're likely going to go out of business.
And I'm curious here, when you were talking about the price of a Mercedes,
right?
My brain jumped over to Bentley,
right?
Which is, it's an amazing car.
They are.
I've driven one, and it's just the most wonderful thing. Like, it's like sitting on a cloud and driving. Oh, it's amazing.
Right.
I wonder if they would wind up being banned because of Trump's tariffs or whatever. Because, well, Bentley is a subsidiary of Volkswagen, and it's made in England.
Right. And I'm sorry, but who gets penalized when you implement tariffs and things like that? It's not the company, it's not the manufacturer, it's the consumer.
Right.
It's everybody listening right now. And all I got to say is, if you buy anything that includes steel or aluminum, expect those costs to go up.
Right.
And that's, you're paying that. Nobody else is suffering. You are.
And pull up that article about the keg manufacturer, and maybe we'll get to it after this. The German news source that was being cited here by Fortune did not offer details about how Trump actually planned to block the sales. Germany, though, is the largest European exporter of cars to the United States. Trump has long held a hardline position towards German automakers. Last January, he underscored this in comments that appeared in the German magazine Bild. Trump said, "When you walk down Fifth Avenue, everybody has a Mercedes-Benz parked in front of his house." According to the Wall Street Journal's translation of the comments, "You were very unfair to the USA. It's not mutual. How many Chevrolets do you see in Germany? Not many, maybe none. You don't see anything at all over here. It's a one-way street."
Who wants to buy a Chevy when you have great German craftsmanship and great German, I'm sorry, compete on your merits.
Right. It's like if you walk around a German bar, they're not going to have Budweiser and Coors Light on tap.
Yeah.
They might have Heineken, which Heineken is the German version of Budweiser and Coors
Light. Right. Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to pick up this story a little bit?
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the motivating factor behind him wanting to do the tariffs?
Well, his idea is that, you know, American manufacturing is down, and that's because we've exported all these jobs and all these industries overseas, and if I impose tariffs, it's going to prevent them from being able to do it, and people will just have to buy American again.
And it will protect American jobs and American manufacturing. And we talked a while back about how it's actually going to skyrocket the price of beers because all of the aluminum is imported. Right. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. Well, I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about Donald Trump and his proposed tariffs, and according to a German media source citing an unnamed diplomat, that Trump wants to continue his trade policy until no Mercedes models roll on Fifth Avenue in New York. And Chris, sort of tangentially related, you've got a story about how it's actually going to wind up preventing college students from throwing keggers. Maybe. We'll get into it in just a second. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. But I want to tell you about something that isn't horrible, and that would be Zencash. As you know good technology is good, but if you're really, you know, philosophical, you want to know that the people creating that good technology share your philosophy, which means that the philosophy behind the tech is also important. And Zencash, it was made by voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into their white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is much more resilient than a traditional corporation, which means that everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in the decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. And with well over 11,000 secure nodes, Zencash is one of the most secure distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Yeah, and this article, like Daryl says, comes to us from Reason. Title is Kick the Keg, Trump's Tariffs Might Kill Last American Keg Manufacturer. A Pennsylvania-based company that claims to be the last American manufacturer of steel beer kegs might be driven out of business by the tariffs that President Donald Trump imposed last week. On Thursday, Trump signed an executive order, and this is probably a couple Thursdays ago because this is a couple week old story. On Thursday, Trump signed an executive order imposing 25% tariffs on steel imported into the United States, plus a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. The tariff will help steel manufacturers at the expense of steel-consuming businesses like American Keg of Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Quote, tariffs will inadvertently drive the price of American steel higher, CEO Paul Zabor tells Philly.com Sam Wood. Within a year, we might have to raise our prices so our kegs cost 30% more than an import. That puts the whole business in jeopardy. American Keg is a small, blue-collar business that the Trump administration might otherwise celebrate. Instead, its 20 employees might find themselves out looking for a job. They won't be alone. For every steel-producing job in the country, there are about 46 steel-consuming jobs, and each of the latter will get a little shakier once Trump's tariffs take effect.
So you said 20 employees at the American Keg Company? They used to have 30. And
yes,
they wound up recently laying off 10 of them, according to a report from NPR.
Correct.
Well, obviously, like, tariffs and stuff have existed in the past. So there's, like, plenty of years' worth of, like,
data to look at,
like, cause and effects relationships.
Right.
Can you give an example of, like, another tariff in the past that kind of, like, backfired as far as... Like,
all of them.
I'll give you a really good example.
Honestly, yeah.
The sugar tariffs.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And one of the things that if you go around and you look for soda made with real sugar, you're going to see that it's imported from Mexico because, well, it's just cheaper for the American manufacturers to wind up using high fructose corn syrup. And part of that is exacerbated by some of the subsidies put on the corn manufacturers.
Right.
We'll continue with this, but first to the phones, actually to the Discord, where we've got Christian Anarchist calling in. Christian Anarchist, are you there with us?
I am. Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about two things. We'll get to Ivanka Trump in a minute, but first, you guys were talking about prescription painkillers earlier and being
yes,
in the medicine industry. I have some a few words to say about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
And because my wife, when she makes prescriptions, writes prescriptions for pain meds, it's very, very difficult because they already hold the doctors to such a high standard, and they'll come and investigate you on a, you know, on anything. So if you write too many pain meds, the feds will come down, they'll investigate you, they'll shut you down. There's been a lot of doctors who've gotten into trouble with the FDA over giving people what they need, basically.
Right.
Try and get pain meds from your doctor. You're going to find that it's very, very difficult. And so this idea that doctors are writing way too many pain prescriptions, that may have been the case 15 years ago. That is not the case anymore. You can hardly...
What state are you in?
Mississippi.
So I wonder if there's like a difference, because I know in Massachusetts it is so incredibly easy to get prescribed painkillers. Like, I know for a fact.
Still?
Especially through, the other thing too is through like the VA and stuff like that. The thing is, like, the VA doesn't communicate with all the doctors of all its patients. So if you have somebody going to the VA getting put on painkillers, they can get it through another primary care doctor that's not through the VA. And the two entities don't communicate. So they get double prescribed the same amount. And I know this because it happened to a family member.
So I know that stuff was pretty widespread, but is it really still going on? Because there have been new laws that were supposed to address these. Gene, can you
enlighten us? It is not going on. The feds are down everybody's throats, and they have been for many years now. If we write prescription pain meds, in fact, my wife won't write prescription pain meds for new patients. If a new patient comes in, they've got horrible back pain or whatever, she will not write them a pain med. They have to go to the pain clinic. Now, the pain clinic is another scam that's going around, because now about the only doctors that will write those pain meds are the pain clinics. And, of course, you go there, and it's an additional copay, and it's an additional step you've got to go through in order to get medication that you need. There are a lot of patients suffering because they cannot get the pain meds that they need. Now, pain meds have a useful purpose.
I've got a question for you, Gene, and I figured you might know since you're somewhat connected to the industry. I've heard people claim that sometimes people will wind up actually going to the animal doctor,
a
veterinarian. And say, oh, my dog has this or that, and get opioids prescribed for the animal, and then they wind up taking them. Do you know if that's actually happening?
I would very much doubt that. Probably happened years ago, but I doubt it today. You go to your vet and see if you can get some pain meds. I kind of doubt it.
I mean, I do see what you're saying, though. I feel bad for people that are legitimately in pain that want their medication, and it sucks that there's so many like drug addicts out there that like abuse medication and are just looking for that high that they like literally ruin it for people that actually need it.
Or they inadvertently got addicted.
Gene, hold the line.
Yeah, but most
more
are just
your
selfish
calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Through these series of meetings, I'm confident we're moving in the right direction. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, as talks continue ahead of a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, North Korea state-run media said the commitment to denuclearization is unchanged, consistent, and fixed. There's word that Kim Jong-un sent a letter to the president, and the vice president says it's supposed to arrive at the White House on Friday. European Union officials upset about the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to the United States, calling it American protectionism and promising to impose similar tariffs on products heading for the U.S. The EU, Canada, and Mexico being slapped with a 25% tariff on steel, 10% on aluminum. In Ellicott City, Maryland, they're getting ready for another round of rain. They were just hit with devastating flooding, and now more is on the way. The main street shut down as road crews work to clear the street so that water can run away. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the calls here in just a second. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And want to make sure that I remind you about the Twitch. No, not some kind of thing where you might have to go see a doctor and get a prescription opioid, and I don't know if opioids wind up treating twitches, but no, there's a streaming service to where you can actually, from the comfort of wherever you happen to be, you can watch us on Twitch. It's a streaming platform, twitch.freetalklive.com or twitch.lrn.fm. And it's not just Free Talk Live. There are other shows that wind up getting streamed from these studios, and sometimes people play some video games, and you can watch that as well. twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go back to Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in on the Discord. And, Gene, you happen to know a thing or two about the opioid situation, not because you're addicted to them that I know of, but because you work in the medical field. And we were talking about this because there's a proposal from a senator from Ohio who wants to set a nationwide policy that no doctor can, for an initial prescription, prescribe more than 3 days of opiates for a new patient.
Yeah, now here's another thing, is every time you need your prescription refilled, You can't just call your doctor's office and get a refill for pain meds. You have to go in and do another doctor's visit with another copay and another charge to your insurance company. You don't just call up and say, hey, I need my opiates refilled. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So
and
this whole thing.
It's been a while. Hold on, Gene. It's been a while since I've actually had prescription medication, but I seem to recall the last time I had some medication, it came with a couple of refills already on the initial prescription.
Yeah, you're not going to get that with pain medication. You're going to get one prescription for X number of pills, and after that, if you want more, you got to go back. So if they do this 3-day thing, you're going to get 3 days of pain meds, and then while you're in excruciating pain, you're going to have to go back to the doctor's office and beg for 3 more days. This is absurd.
Right, and I hope that you didn't get the initial prescription on a Thursday.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's a different story entirely. But I also want to touch on Ivanka before we leave here today.
Okay.
And that is, because my wife is Chinese and gets to read all the Chinese news, we learn a few things that most people don't learn in our news media here. And one of those things is Ivanka Trump just got a sweetheart deal with China where her products are being imported into China, and she's got, you know, so all these trade negotiations and these talks about how they're going to tighten all this stuff up. Under the table, they're making little sweetheart deals. Ivanka Trump, you mark my words, she's going to become a billionaire out of this trade deal she just made with China.
Yeah, she probably will be. And what is the product that she sells?
She's got a list of, I don't know, like 35 different things that she sells. They're all fast-tracked into China now, so they will be in all the malls in China. And being Ivanka Trump as a, you know, a beautiful white lady, that's what the Chinese people love. They're going to buy her stuff like it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, she was awarded 13 new trademarks in China right about the same time her father discovered a fresh passion for China's economic well-being.
Right, but are we talking like clothes, handbags, perfume?
Yes, things like that.
That's usually
okay.
Fashion stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, it's getting been it does get reported somewhat in the news here. It's mostly, you know, WAPO poking fun at it and stuff like that. So.
China doesn't even design it either. It's just stamping her name on it.
Right.
And they're not poking fun at it in China. They're all looking forward. All the girls over there are just looking forward to buying those products in the mall, and she's going to be making a killing.
Well, good for her.
Well, but it ain't good. I mean, she didn't get it fair and square. It's an inside deal.
It is, but honestly, she's selling stuff in China. How does that affect me?
Well, it doesn't affect you. This is just an example.
Yeah.
It's an example of how the people at the top keep the money within themselves. They make the connections and they make the sweetheart deals. And, you know, you can't go make a deal like that.
I mean, technically you could.
I'll bet I could.
You could.
You haven't seen my legs.
I don't think you can because you're not related to the President of the United States of America.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
you
can always marry into the family.
Right.
I mean, if there's a will, there's a way, man.
I've been going to China for 25 years, and I will tell you that none of you or me will ever be able to make such a sweetheart deal in China. You have
is that
to
a
have
challenge? Challenge accepted.
Gene's destroying my dreams here.
I know.
If you don't have connections in China, you're not getting anywhere. Sorry. That's just the way the system works over there.
All right.
Gene,
my sister-in-law is from Japan, though, right? That's kind of close by. Maybe she knows some Chinese people.
Are you saying Chinese people and Japanese people
they're
are pretty
closer.
Much the same?
They're closer.
You do know they're two different countries, right?
Yeah, but they're closer together geographically. Kind of like where I'm more likely to know Canadian and Mexican people than Japanese people are.
Okay.
I'm making a point.
It depends on which Japanese people, because there are several Canadians that are pro wrestlers in New Japan.
Point.
Pro
it was
wrestling.
A geographical.
How do you pull a wrestling reference out of this conversation? He always does it. It's unbelievable.
Well, the greatest pro wrestler today is Canadian, and he wrestles in Japan.
In other words, he's been scripted to be the world's greatest wrestler today. I'm not even gonna go there. Can we talk about what story were we talking about?
We were talking about checkers.
Wait. Let me go back for a minute. Does Because you're friends with, like, you guys are friends with Roger Ver. He calls him the
show.
We all
know him, yes.
Yeah, it didn't, like, Bitcoin. He was one of the first Bitcoin pioneers, kind of.
He was an early promoter of Bitcoin.
He was an early adopter, and he learned.
Bitcoin was also in China, right? So I'm sure he had some,
Roger learned about Bitcoin from this show.
Yes. Okay, so, yes, Roger works closely with Jihan Wu, who runs Bitmain.
In China. So you see that? We have connections we could potentially utilize to China, right? And we could be the next Ivanka. If I want, like, I could do like a...
I don't want to be the next to anything. I want to be the first Daryl.
We could do a Bitcoin clothing line.
I'm all for it.
Right?
So we're going to start dressing Heather crypto up and sell clothing. Her to the Chinese as a crypto American girl.
Oh, so will it be like a mail order bride thing, but in reverse, so we just send Heather to China and then she finds... There are a bunch of single Chinese men would love to have an American girlfriend.
No.
You did bring up the fact that you weren't married and you were single earlier during one of the breaks, so I thought maybe you're not interested in becoming a mail order bride to Chinese businessmen.
Wait, when did I bring up that I wasn't...
When we were off the air. I hear everything, Heather. I just, the slightest thing that comes out of your mouth,
I didn't even bring that up.
I did. You said, I'm single.
We were talking about your secret admirer in the Discord.
That's what it was.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Said, well, I'm single, so
it's all in there.
No, what was it?
I did not say
I don't
that.
Know, but let's talk about keggers.
Hold on.
And how college students aren't going to be able to have them anymore because, thanks Obama, Trump.
Okay.
I have someone I'm interested in, thanks.
Really?
Yes.
Is it Sarah in New Mexico?
Hold on, Daryl.
What?
To tell us more.
Someone I'm interested in, so crazy stalkerish people, sorry.
It's just the three of us here. Go ahead, spill it.
No. My
just
secret.
The three of us in the room
my
plus
secret.
Sarah.
Well, yeah.
My secret for now.
Let's go to Sarah calling
Although
in
technically
from
I am
New
single.
Mexico.
I just have somebody I'm interested in.
So. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The POI.
I haven't used I wasted my vote because I voted early last week, like 10 days ago.
Right.
And the Pat Davis, the gay city councilor, he dropped out of the race.
No, I don't know him.
Sarah called in about him before and said she voted for him because he's gay as a city councilor, and now he dropped out. So, Sarah, don't you feel bad about voting early? Don't you wish you would have waited until Election Day?
I think that's what we would have advised.
Well, you know what? That might be a good idea. Go there like 30 minutes before it closes, stand and write for a whole hour.
Exactly. Sarah, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in the closing moments of the show. And before we jump back into this article about the possibility of keggers being a thing of the past, I want to make sure that I tell you about what I'm going to be doing the first weekend of November. And that is running in the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I will be doing so as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful conviction as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far this year, they have already helped 7 people get exonerated. And in total, they've helped well over 200 people get exonerated. And since DNA testing became a thing in 1989, there have been 356 exonerees through DNA testing alone in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. And with your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. And you can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my spot in the race by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
So before we go back to the story, I want to talk a little bit about the Innocence Project.
Yes.
And how I came across it completely obscurely.
Okay.
We were sitting at home playing YouTube videos on the TV, maybe having an adult beverage or two, and Colleen at one point brought up, she's like, ooh, I know what I want to hear. Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Okay.
You know the song? Where can
I'm aware
my
of Pearl
baby
Jam.
Be? It's an old song.
Here we go with the karaoke.
Exactly. I was trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Carnival karaoke with Chris.
So I'm like scrolling through, and I find a video, and it pulls it up. It's a live version. And it turns out it's Eddie Vedder and the members of Pearl Jam with four or five members, people that were saved by the Innocence Project. And they were playing the instruments and they were singing and
nice.
Stuff like that. It was really kind of cool. But it was one of those things that I had
When's
never heard
race?
About them until you had started doing the promos.
Yeah, when's your race?
The New York City Marathon is the first Sunday of November, which I believe is November 4th.
Nice.
Yeah. So just before Election Day, and that means that I'm not going to do what Sarah did of go cast some absentee ballot, you know, 2 weeks beforehand and then have, in her case, a politician drop out of the race, something that happened a couple of years ago in Montana. Remember, there was the guy running for Congress that body slammed a news reporter the day before the election.
I remember that
and
one.
And still wound up winning.
Yep, absolutely.
What?
So we've been talking a little bit about tariffs, and Daryl had a story where we talked about Trump wanting to ban all Mercedes-Benzes from the United States. And I brought up the story of a keg producer in Pennsylvania. It's called American Keg, and the story talks about how it might be the type of typical small blue-collar manufacturing business that might raise praise from President Trump. It's the only remaining American manufacturer of stainless steel beer kegs, and CEO Paul Sazor is proud to use only American-made steel. But American Keg is in jeopardy of going out of business, and the culprit is none other than Trump himself.
And they've already laid off a third of their employees.
Correct.
And they only had 30 to begin with. So we're talking a small business.
Small business. The president's 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum apply only to imported metal, but they will increase the price of domestic products, too, because, well, that's what tariffs do. Although they've been blunted by the White House's decision to exempt imports from Canada, Mexico, and a few other major American trading partners, the tariffs are bad news for beer drinkers who are likely to pay more for their favorite brew and for a wide range of companies that touch the beer industry. While the tariffs are meant to boost domestic steel and aluminum production, they will do so at the expense of the much larger set of American businesses that consume those commodities. That's exactly what's happening at American Keg, where Sazor laid off about a third of his workers and raised the price of each keg by $5 in response to Trump's tariff announcement. Even that may not be enough to keep the business afloat, however, because the tariffs are a double whammy in Sazor's case. Not only will they increase the cost of steel needed to make his company's products, they will increase the cost of his company's products relative to foreign-made competitors, since the levy applies only to raw or unfinished steel, sheets, rolls, for example, and not the steel-made products like kegs that are imported into the United States.
So I just randomly was, like, thinking as you were talking, and it made me wonder if technically, if as a country, right, we're trading all of our American dollars for this steel in other countries, right, then technically we're just giving them, like, worthless paper for a valuable resource, because the value of the dollar is really backed by what we allegedly have as a country, right? So, like, if we were to deplete our supply of resources as a nation, then we would technically...
I see where you're going.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we buy anything from any other country, and we give them pieces of paper.
Yeah, so why not keep our resources as a last resort and continue to be dependent on other countries and just give them paper for good stuff?
Yeah, the problem is that economically, if we continue to run trade deficits while we continue to outspend and overprint our currency, we're going to destroy our own currency and we'll destroy our own economy. So I'm reading The Great Deformation by David Stockman right now that talks about that.
It's just like depleting our resources and then having no choice but to be dependent upon another country. So why?
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that in economic terms,
it's kind of like that water thing that you were talking about earlier. Let's not divert our resources elsewhere or deplete them yet if we don't have to.
We sit back while everybody else depletes theirs.
But trade deficit is kind of a fallacy anyway.
Well, it is and it isn't. It does say a lot about whether a country is a exporter, a net exporter, or a net importer.
Right.
And in classical economics, you want to be an exporter. You want
But what I mean by, you know, trade deficit is you might not necessarily be trading the same amount of goods and services that you import, but you're still giving an equal amount of value. You're either giving goods or dollars.
Right, but, so but Heather's argument is
valid.
I went
to the grocery store earlier today and gave them a bunch of dollars. They have never purchased anything from me ever, so I have a trade deficit with the grocery store.
Right. I understand what you're saying, and I understand Heather's point, but the reality is that if we... This is part of this idea is all BS that was made up in, I would say, under Greenspan and Reagan and Bush the first, is that, no, our country, even though we're manufacturing less, we're just migrating over to a service economy where we just sort of trade services. And I'm going to throw out another book, The Great Deformation, The Rise of Crony Capitalism in America by David Stockman. I'm reading it right now for the second time, and he talks a lot about this. And in the end, there's just no value. We say there's value because we assign it value, but until you can get hard goods, something you truly value for what you produce, otherwise we're just trading money around. We're just pushing it from one pile to another.
Right, and I just want to be careful about using the term trade deficit because that seems to be a dog whistle towards nationalists. We've got a trade deficit. That means we need to stop importing things,
right,
and we should only ever export... Here's a hint. If you never import things, then those people aren't going to buy your stuff.
Correct. Correct. And every country, I mean, we recognize as mostly libertarians on this show that different people have different skills and different countries have different products that they're really good at producing.
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense for the U.S. to try to manufacture something that the Chinese are very, very good at doing. It makes no sense.
Right. And while on the one hand, and I'm going to sort of divert this a little bit more towards a progressive audience for a second, people like to talk about buy local.
Right.
It makes sense.
Right.
Until you take it to the logical conclusion of if you only buy from people that are in, you know, like your town or county,
right,
then I'm sorry, but nobody in the United States outside of, you know, like very small areas are going to have bananas or coffee and apples, citrus.
Oh, you had me at coffee, Daryl.
Yeah. So, you know, like just take things to their logical conclusion and then you see they start to fall apart. Trade is good.
It is.
Especially when it's coffee.
Coffee's disgusting, but we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow as we are every night of the week and always online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.